wonderful to be back here because we've got so many really, really nice memories of playing in Italy, apart from the food. The audiences are sensational. I think in 72 we did the biggest sort of Italian tour where we played all the major cities. But for some unknown reason we never played here. And this this Roman arena here is an ideal place, I think, to sort of bring Emerson, Lake and Palmer back into Italy, you know. So it's going to be quite an exciting evening.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Stand behind the glass, stands a real blade of grass. Careful as you pass, move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. See the show, it's a dynamo. You gotta see this show, it's rock and roll. Black and white eyes, we pull laughter from the skies. Laughs until he cries, till he dies, till he dies.
Musically, we're very inspired and very enthusiastic right now about the future. We're about to make another album. In fact, we've started already to write the material for it. But there is obviously a nostalgia about playing pictures at an exhibition, Tarkus, all the things, brain salad surgery, and that is another part of it that, you know, I have to say I enjoy.
In the 70s, I was very frustrated because I felt the technology hadn't kept up with the progression of the band. That's really the main reason why we used orchestras. But it's an exciting field now because technology has advanced to such a great level, and I still haven't discovered all the possibilities which are capable for a three-piece band.
I would consider it part two of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, an unforced, unencumbered part two. I mean, we've come back, you know, having fun, which is what it's all about.
Never really strive to make commercial records. That's why a lot of our pieces are sort of 10-15 minutes long. I really wouldn't know where to begin in terms of making a sort of commercial record. So we make records that we like.
I mean, people have tried to stick labels on the band. In fact, it was quite hilarious in the early 70s. We were referred to as a heavy metal band. That's before you got all the guys with the cod pieces and the tights giving it all that, you know.
Thank you.
70s when we first started, we never realised, if I dare use the word chemistry, we never realised what that chemistry was, because we were making a record every 14 months, we were touring globally every year, so time went very fast, and we made like 9-10 albums in a 9-year period, so we did an incredible amount of work, and I guess we never realised what it was, you know, that made it, you know, you don't. It was only coming back just over a year ago and playing after 12 years that we suddenly realised, wow, this is like we just played yesterday. I mean, it happened, you know, it's like putting on an old pair of shoes. Wow, they do feel comfortable.
ELP is like a family, you know. I suppose we're all pretty intense people, but they are very creative people and very strong. Tenacious.
I mean, when people talk about a chemistry, I mean, there actually is, and I could never put my finger on it and say it's this or this. It's just something that takes place, you know? Maybe it's because we're of similar ages and we listen to similar music as when we were kids.
So number off the new album, Black Moon, this is called Paper Blood. Surrender to the power of worship, running for your life. You don't need no periscope, you won't need second sight. It'll come at you so fast, my friend, it's thank you and good night. Caught in the river, you can't stop the flood. That's the power of bloody paper blood.
Environment is something that it obviously concerns us all, and it was something that I was actually watching the Gulf War one day on television, and I saw these pictures of this desert burning. And I mean, of all the incredible things that you think, the last thing in the world you could burn would be a desert, you know. And it just staggered me to see it. And there was this one piece of film where the smoke had covered the sun. It looked just like a black moon, and it inspired the idea for this lyric.
the fact we play classical music, I think we deal with the younger people who want to know about classical music but maybe don't like the sound of an orchestra just yet in their life. And they want to hear this music another way. And there are many people out there, I mean, Keith has the exact number. From the time we recorded and released Pictures and Exhibition, I think the amount of times it's been recorded by orchestras since then is like 127 times or something stupid like that.
I suppose really in the structure of the music, we're very symphonic, sort of rock symphonic, if you were to put a label on it. But I find that very tacky to use that label even, really. The original underlying, I could hear more or less like a Hendrix type of chord structure going. And whenever we've adapted the classics, we've always tried to keep the original's integrity, but just enhancing it really with rhythms. And this seemed to be so much in keeping with the Purple Haze sort of rhythm, and it was a very easy job to just marry the two together.
It's just coincidental that Romeo and Juliet and Shakespeare and Verona are all bound up in one. It'll be interesting to see the reaction to it tonight.
Like offstage is like very, very quiet, and then sort of introverted in a way, and then on stage he's completely extrovert, you know, it all hangs out, it all happens there for him. Greg, on the other hand, you know, is the romantic of the group, you know, and obviously when he's singing his ballads and things, you know, there's an awful lot of emotion there. But if you were to meet him, he's a very calculated sort of person, and maybe you wouldn't think that those beautiful songs would come from someone like that, you know?
Sometimes I think I'll never learn where all those promises in vain. Do the winds of fire still remain?
Mm-hmm. So we obviously complement each other in some way, you know. I might be the more practical member of the band.
ELP is like a family, you know. I suppose we're all pretty intense people. But they are very creative people and very strong, tenacious, you know. ELP's music is very intense, and I think it's because we're intense people. But there's a chemistry about the music of ELP, and it just is because we work well together as three people. When we're playing as a band, then obviously it has the feeling of bonding. There's just one music going on at the same time, and of course, with an audience, it's a tremendously inspiring thing. So you're not very conscious of doing it, really. It's something that's happening. It's not something you objectively think about. But we all play our individual parts. I mean, Keith plays his solo piano. I play acoustic guitar. And then, of course, it's quieter. And then you have a sense of being alone. You know, there's no band up there, and it's just you and the audience. It's a very intimate type of feeling.
Against the moon, a body rocks. Her eyes were cunning like a fox. The wings of passion fly on all frontiers. From this fire there's no returning, no escape, your heart is burning. Love becomes a lethal weapon, sharper than a dart in affairs of the heart. In affairs of the heart.